感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
我们唱着这样的诗歌，不晓得有没有像诗歌所说，今日喜乐已开始。
And do we feel what's said in the hymn that the joy starts today?
我们唱着这样的诗歌，知道我们的地位是在何等荣耀的地位。
When singing this kind of song, we know what a glorious position or stand we have.
第四节说，我们应当赞美高唱。
Therefore, verse 4 says.Wave the banner, shout his praises.
丰富荣耀已在望。
For our victory is nigh.
不久将与我主同王。
We shall join our conquered Savior.
救主教会同奖赏。
And we shall reign with him on high.
教会就是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
主如何，我们也如何。
And how our Lord is, we are the same.
教会的地位与主同样的荣耀。
And the position of the church is as glorious.Just as our Lord.
感谢主，我们就在基督的身体里。
Therefore, we are thankful because we are part of the body of Christ.
救主教会同奖赏。
And we shall reign with him together on high.
我们来唱这首诗歌的时候，盼望不管你是用英文、用中文，我们各用我们自己的语言，我们来把赞美来归给我们的神。
Let's offer up our praises and sing the song with the language we feel comfortable with.
我们应当赞美高唱
，because we should praise.
用尽我们的声音
，with all our might.
因为我们蒙了何等大的恩典
，for we have been greatly blessed.
这是荣耀的教会在这里唱诗。
We are that glorious church that offering praises.To him.
我们再来唱这一首，从第一节我们唱到第四节。
Let's sing this whole song again from verse 1 to 4.
唱完以后，盼望更多的赞美也来归给我们的神。
And offer our praises together afterwards.
我们唱第一节到第四节。 要赞美归给我们的主。
Praises and thanks to our Lord together.
赞美和荣耀，这是荣耀的教会。主，你的宝座就是在这里，主，你的王权就在那流淌。主，我们感谢赞美你，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，这是荣耀教会。主，你的儿女在这里向你献上敬拜，永远配得我们的赞美。主，我们感谢你，哈利路亚，赞美主。主，我们赞美你，这是荣耀的教会，要成为你的见证。
Lord, we praise you, for we are your glorious church, which will be your testimony.
教会实在是那充满万有者所充满的。
For church indeed is the fullness of the one that fills all and in all.
教会是你的身体。
We are your body.
要成为在这地上的彰显。
And your manifestation on earth,
叫人能够认识你的丰富
so that people can come to know your fullness.
主，我们感谢赞美你，教会也是神的家。
And we thank you for the church is also the house of God.
凡在地上做寄居客旅的，都能够来享受你所有的丰富。
And those who are travelers and aliens can now come enjoy the fullness in your house.
教会也是你的心腹
and the church is also your bride
正在预备整齐等候我们的主再来
and she's preparing herself well adorned for your coming
主今天叫我们在地上成为你勇敢的战士
and help us to be your courageous warrior on earth
为你的见证站住
to stand firm for your testimony
为你的见证来征战
and to fight for your testimony
只等到你回来
Until you come back.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
谢谢你在我们当中。
For being with us this morning.
你的宝座在这里设立。
And your throne is set up here.
主，你的王权早上也在这里来运行。
And your kingship will move around among us.
叫我们的心都在你的面前静听你来说话。
So every heart will draw close and be quiet before you.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你的同在。
We thank you for your presence.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，我们先要来读几处的圣经。
And we want to first read a few passages for you.
如果你手上有圣经，可以打开。
And if you have your Bible with you, you can open it up.
无论是在线上或是在现场的。我们都请你打开你们的圣经。
And whether you're online or you're with us here, please open up
your Bible. 我们要来读主的话。
So that we can read the word of God together.
第一处圣经在马太福音16:10-20。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他，我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。当下耶稣嘱咐门徒，不可对人说他是基督。
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ.
第二处在以弗所书1:44，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Ephesians 1:4, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
1:22-23，以弗所书又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Ephesians 1:22, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
以弗所书2:19-21， 这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
以弗所书三章九到十节，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
以弗所书四章二十二到二十四节，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22 to 24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self,created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
以弗所书五章二十五到二十七节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25 to 27. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with the water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
以弗所书六章十到十三节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 13. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood,but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
提摩太前书三章十五节到十六节，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大哉近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 15 and 16.If I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
感谢主，我们圣经暂时读到这里。
And these are the Bible verses reading for the morning.
我们时间交给史弟兄。
Now we give the time to Brother Z.
弟兄姊妹好。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
好久没有来你们这里了。
I haven't visited you for a while.
今天我们讲这个题目，加入教会。
And this morning, our theme is join the church.
这个题目不是太好。
It's not very easy to say.
我们讲属灵的生命，教会也不是加入的。
And because we are talking about spiritual life, so we don't really join a church.
我们因为圣灵重生了我们。
Because we have been born again by the Holy Spirit.
我们生在教会里面。
So we...We're born in the church.
所以这个题目不算太好。
So the topic is not very well written.
但是另外的一面。
Yeah, on the other hand.
我们的确有加入教会的事。
We do have the reality of joining a church.
我们开始都是教会接纳了我们。
Because our journey started with being accepted by a particular church.
我们就成为教会的一份子。
And we become a member of the church.
所以加入教会的题目也是对的。
So from that regard, yes, it's correct to say joining a church.
我们先明白什么叫做教会。
So first of all, we need to understand what does church mean?
教会这个字的原文 ,ecclesia, 被召出来的一群。
Its original context means a group of people being called out.
我们从世界里面被召出来了
，which means we have been called out of the world.
我们从肉体里面被召出来了
，out of our flesh.
我们从死亡的命运召出来了
，out of the fate of death.
我们都重生在教会的里面
，and we were born again in the church.
教会是什么呢
？So what is the church?
原文就是被召出来的一群。
The original context means a group of people called out.
我们都被召出来了。
You and I have been called out.
成为教会。
To become His church.
教会太荣耀了。
And church is so glorious.
我们今天明白教会。
So in order to understand church,
第一处圣经在马太十六中。
And the first passage is in Matthew 16.
那天主耶稣问了个问题。
And Jesus asked a question that day.
这是宇宙中间最大的问题。
And this is the greatest question in the entire universe.
你们说我人子是谁？
Who do you say that I, the Son of Man,
is? 这真是个大问题。
And that is a great question.
每一个人必须回答。
And everyone needs to have an answer for that.
答对了进荣耀。
If you answer it correctly, you enter into His glory.
答错了就永远灭亡。
If you answer it incorrectly, you are perished forever.
这问题大吗？
Isn't this a great question?
重要不重要？
A very significant question.
你们说我是谁？
So who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am?
这一个说这个，那一个说那个。
Everybody has different responses.
彼得来回答了。
So when it came to Peter's turn,
你是基督。
Peter said, "You are Christ."
是活神的儿子。
The Son of the Living God.
他答对了。
And he answered it correctly.
主耶稣马上回答他了。
And then Jesus responded right away.
西门巴约纳，你是有福的。
Peter, the son of Jonah, you are blessed.
这不是说血肉的人启示你的。
Because what you said was not instructed by flesh.
这是我天上的父启示的。
From my heavenly Father.
主耶稣奇妙，叫他西门巴约纳。
And it's very interesting that he called him Simon, the son of Jonah.
不叫他彼得。
And did not call him Peter.
这巴约纳这个名字嘛，只用过这一次啊。
And this is the only place in the Bible that he was referred to as like.
为什么叫他巴约纳呢
？Son of Jonah, why?
约纳这个字是各自的意思。
Jonah means a dove.
巴是儿子。
That means the son of someone.
他说你是活神的儿子。
So when Peter says you are the son of the living God.
主耶稣说你是圣各之子。
And then Jesus responds that you are the son of the holy dove.
圣各一表圣灵。
And the holy dove represents the Holy Spirit.
你的眼睛开了,
so Peter's eyes were open.
看见他是活神的儿子,
and realizing that he is the Son of the living God.
那为什么你儿子就不在他外面了?
And so the Jesus, the Son of God, is no longer someone outside of Peter.
已经在他里面了,
but someone that was revealed inside of him.
所以主耶稣说你是
That's why Jesus said, you are the Son of the
Holy Spirit.
Whenever our eyes are open, we realize that Jesus is the Son of God. That's when the Holy Spirit gives birth to us in Christ. Therefore, Jesus said, you are the Son of the Holy Spirit.
大家明白了没有?
We understand it now.
这个基督都有来, 这就是我们成为基督徒,
and ever since we become Christian,
彼得这个名字, 它意思是动, 小石头,
the meaning of the name Peter is stone.
而主说, 我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上,
and the Lord says, I will build upon this rock, my church. And the power of the gates of Hades will not overcome. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of God. And the greatest of authority follows the statement. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound up in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
这些圣经啊,
and this is a very controversial statement here.
你是彼得,
you are Peter. And I will build my church upon this rock. What is this rock?
天主教说这个磐石是彼得。
And Catalyst is saying this rock is Peter himself.
所以他们把彼得封作第一任的教皇。
So they named Peter the very first pope.
基督教说这个磐石是基督。
Yeah, Christian says this rock refers to Christ himself.
好, 天主教讲的是错误的教训。
And that is the wrong teaching by the Catholics.
基督教讲的是正确的教训。
And it's the correct teaching by Christians.
但是是个没有用的教训。
This teaching is kind of useless.
怎么造法呢? 怎么造法呢?
How do you build the church on the rock?
怎么把教会建造在基督身上呢?
How do you build up church on Christ?
无从造起啊。
And there's no way to do it.
我们还在仔细读圣经。
That's why we need to study the Bible diligently.
那天彼得不仅说你是活神的儿子。
Because on that day, Peter did not only say, you are the Son of the living God.
主马上说, 这不是虚肉的启示你的。
And Jesus immediately responded and says, this is not instructed by someone in flesh.
这是天上的父启示的。
But my Father in heaven.
彼得讲这话, 圣灵开他的眼睛。
And when Peter said this, the Holy Spirit opened his eyes.
所以这一基督, 圣灵启示的基督。
So the Christ here, it's the Christ that's revealed by the Holy Spirit.
什么时候圣灵启示基督?
Whenever the Holy Spirit reveals Christ in us.
什么时候教会就被建造了?
And that is the time or the moment the church has been built.
大家明白我讲的话吗?
Do you understand what I'm saying here?
这里面的分别明白吗?
Do you understand the difference?
圣灵启示基督,
when Holy Spirit reveals Christ.
这才是教会的开始。
And that is the beginning of a church.
所以说讲到教会伟大的地位啊。
So when Jesus talked about the great position of his
church. 这样的教会,
this kind of church.
圣灵启示的教会,
is a church established through the revelation of Christ.
应接的门不能胜过他。
And this kind of church cannot be overcome by the power of gates of Hades.
主讲说话现在过了2000多年了。
And the Lord said this over 2,000 years ago.
2,000多年教会一直在逼迫的里面。
And in the past 2,000 plus years, church has been persecuted.
我们已经证明。
But we can testify.
应接绝病不能胜教会。
The power of Hades never overcame church.
主把天国的钥匙给教会。
Because the Lord has given to his church the keys to his kingdom.
今天我们统统从教会进来的。
We all have entered through the church.
主教会认识了主。
Through which we come to know the Lord.
主教会得到了主。
From church we receive the
Lord. 我们也生活在教会的里面。
We also live within the church.
在教会中间侍奉主。
Also we serve in the church.
教会太伟大了。
So church is indeed great.
天国的钥匙给你。
I have given you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
把天国的丰富带来。
So that the fullness of the kingdom is here.
把天国的生命带来。
The life of the heavenly kingdom is in the church.
把天国的权柄带来。
And the power of the kingdom of heaven is in the church.
把天国的钥匙给你。
And I have given you the keys to the kingdom.
下面就是教会的最大的权柄。
And it talks about the greatest power that church has.
在地上释放的，天上也释放。
Whatever you bind up on earth will be bound up in heaven.
在地上捆绑的，天上也捆绑。
Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
地在前面，天在后面。
And earth first, and earth precedes the heaven.
地上教会先动作了。
So the church on earth acts first.
天上的力量来证明。
And the power from heaven comes and follows.
教会的权柄大吗？
So isn't the power church has significant?
我盼望今天弟兄姊妹一次认识了教会是什么。
I really wish you understand what a church is about.
主这里把教会第一次讲教会。
And this is the very first time Jesus mentioned the word church.
讲的最伟大了。
And it was so great.
彼得是个 stone.
Peter, the stone.
他是个小石头。
Just a small stone.
教会是磐石。
The church is a huge rock.
教会和石头完全不一样的。
And so church is different from a stone.
石头彼得教会里面的一小分子。
Peter, the stone is just a small part of the church, the huge rock.
教会太大了。
Because church is great.
今天我们认识了教会。
So when we come to know the meaning of church,
教会就没有加入的问题。
And then you don't have a problem with joining the church.
圣灵把我们生在教会的里面。
The Holy Spirit has given us birth in his church.
以弗所书是个专一讲教会的书信。
Ephesians, the book of Ephesians specifically talk about the meaning of church.
第一章教会是基督的身体。
It says church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者的丰满。
The fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
什么叫基督的身体呢？
So what is the body of Christ?
用人的身体来比喻教会哈。
So he used a body to describe church.
但基督身体和人的身体当然不一样。
Of course, the body of Christ is different from the body of human beings.
基督的身体整个都是从主生的。
The body of Christ is given birth by Christ entirely.
我们一个一个都从主生了。
Each one of you, us, have been born again from the Lord.
主生出彼得来。
The Lord gave birth to Peter.
神圣出保罗来。
To Paul.
圣出第一代的基督徒。
To the first generation.
第二代的基督徒。
And then the next generation.
一直到二十一世纪，圣出我们来的。
Until to 21st century, you and I have been born.
今天我们在地上所存留的基督徒。
And we are the Christians, residual Christians on earth now.
是基督的身体。
We are the body of Christ.
每一个人都从主生的。
Everyone was born from the Lord.
所以神的儿女不该骄傲。
So don't be proud, children of God.
一件事我们要骄傲。
We usually are not proud, but there's one thing we need to
take pride. 我们骄傲主。
We are proud of our Lord.
我们的主是我们最大的骄傲。
And our Lord is our greatest pride.
我们从主生的。
Because we were born of Him.
所以第一要知道我们的身份太珍贵了。
So first thing we need to know that we have this honorable position.
从主生的。
We were born of Christ.
我们是基督的身体的一份子。
And we are part of the body of Christ.
是充满万有者的丰满。
We are the fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
那我们现在这里就问什么是丰满。
And we need to know what is that fullness.
丰满这个字圣经用好多次。
And Bible refers to the word fullness many times.
都用在教会身上。
And that was applied specifically to church.
用在神的身上叫丰富。
When it comes to God, means abundance.
从来不用丰满。
You don't use the word fullness.
每次用丰满都说到教会。
And the word fullness is applied on church.
教会是主的生命满出来的。
Because church is a place where the Lord's life overflows.
我们每一个人都从主来的。
We all come from the Lord.
所以充满万有者的丰满。
Therefore, church is the fullness of the one who fulfills all and in all.
你会丰满两个字吗？
Do you know this word, fullness?
从主里面出来那才叫丰满。
It has to come out of the Lord himself.
从主里面出来只用在教会身上。
And this is only applicable to his church.
我们才是基督的丰满。
And we are part of his fullness.
基督满出这么多的神的儿女来。
And he overflows unto so many children.
直到今天满出我们来了。
Until unto us today.
所以我们要骄傲。
So we need to be proud of that.
我们什么也不骄傲，就骄傲主啊。
We don't take pride in anything else but in the Lord himself.
所以每次我去中国大陆。
So every time when I visit China.
飞机上填表。
And they ask us to fill this form.
是这我一定写上传道人。
And ask for occupation. I always put on minister.
我懂啊。
I understand.
写这个名字给我自己找麻烦了。
It's not wise to write down occupation as minister.
他们厉害了不让你进去啊。
If it comes to the worst scenario that you'll be rejected.
我以主为骄傲。
But I take pride in the Lord.
你们可以反对主。
You can oppose to my Lord.
主是我的骄傲。
But he is my pride.
有好多年以前。
And many years ago.
我和一个他们有高级的官员谈话。
And I talked to a high ranking officer.
或者你们没有道理。
I said, well, you guys are unreasonable.
你们不喜欢主。
You don't like my Lord.
你们反对基督徒。
You're opposed to Christians.
你们的挂号用主后做年号。
But you calendar your years as how many years AD?
他马上说我们不用主后。
They said, no, we don't use AD.
我们用公元。公元。公元这个字英文是什么？
公元 ，popping a year。
我们用公元。
Well, they argue that they use a different.
我先生啊，你没有读过书啊。
I said, Mister, you don't study thoroughly.
公元两个字哪里来的、啊、
？Where does the term?
根本没有这个字，英文都发不出来吧？根本就没这个字。
Because they are the same. Whatever system you are using, count your calendar years is the same as.
公元。就是主后
，it's exactly the same. You count your years using Christ
first. 怎么你用那个年号跟主后完全一样的
？Because they are exactly the same number.
虽然反对主
，so you oppose to the Lord.
仍旧在主的权下
，but you still with working and living within His system.
他真是没有话好讲了。
So he cannot talk back or.
我们以主为我们的骄傲。
So we take.Pride in the Lord.
从来不隐藏主的。
We never hide our Lord.
最反对主的地方。
Even at the place that opposed to him the most.
我快快要承认我是基督徒。
I can't wait to confess that I am a Christian.
我是信主的。
I believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都要以主为我们的骄傲。
Brothers and sisters, we should take pride in the Lord.
要向所有的人去承认的。
And confess to all people that we are.
我是神的儿女。
I am a child of God.
我是基督徒。
I am a Christian.
我信主。
I believe in the Lord.
你们没有做的要去补这一课。
And if you haven't done so, you need to make up.
第一章说我们是基督的身体。
So the first chapter of Ephesians says, we are the body of Christ.
到第二章说教会是神的家。
The second chapter talks about church is the house of God.
这个家大有讲究的。
And there's a great meaning to that.
不再做外人和客旅。
So we are no longer foreigners or aliens.
是神家里的人哦。
But members of his household.
这个家子是很特别的一个字。
And the word household here is very unique.
可以指着外面的房子。
You can refer it as a physical building.
也可以指着你住在里面的人。
Or the people in the building.
外面的房子是见证。
An external building is like a testimony.
里面的人种在生命。
And the people inside refers to the life.
教会一定有这两面的。
And church has to have these two
aspects. 外面的见证。
The external testimony.
里面的生命。
And the internal life.
我们是家里的人。
We are the people of his household.
这个家子给圣殿的殿子是一个字。
The word household is the same word as the word temple.
旧约圣经以圣殿为中心的。
And temple is the center of the entire Old Testament.
所有圣殿说到神的家。
And all the temple, every time temples refer to the house.
以色列人最荒凉的时候。
And even in the most desolate time,
就圣殿被拆毁了。
And that's the time when the temple was destroyed.
以色列国家也完了。
And the whole nation was destroyed too.
以色列国家兴旺的时候。
And when Israelites were in great revival,
他们在圣殿侍奉。
And they serve in the holy temple.
圣殿他们去最高的地位。
And temple has the highest position.
我们不再做外人给坑。
So we're no longer travelers or aliens.
是与圣徒同国。
But people, with the people of God.
是在家里的力量。
And also members of God's household.
不再做外人。
We're no longer foreigner.
外人的意思是外国人。
Foreigner means people of a different country.
也不再做客旅。
Or an alien.
那么客旅什么意思呢？
What does alien mean?
客旅啊，最好。把它翻作朝圣者。
And the best way to translate that word is worshipper.
我要去见一位荣耀的君王。
If I'm going to see a glorious king.
我必须从这条路里走过。
And I need to go through this route.
当我在这路上走的时候。
And when I walk on this route.
我的心都被君王所吸引了。
My heart is drawn by the king.
这路上的事物都不关心了。
Therefore, I will just ignore everything on my way there.
这路上发生的什么大的事。我都没兴趣啊。
And whatever happened, big or small, along this path, I will just ignore.
我走这条路。
When I walk on this way,
一心要去朝见荣耀的君王。
I focus on seeing and worshiping this glorious king.
所以我把它翻作朝圣者。
So I like to translate this word as the worshiper.
我们去朝圣。
We are worshippers.
我们去看荣耀的君王去。
We are on our way to see the glorious king.
人生路上。一切事和我无关的。
Therefore, everything else happens along life's journey.
我在人生的路上走过。
When I pass through this journey,
我对发生的一切的事没兴趣。
And I don't take interest in big or
small. 我被君王所吸引。
Because my heart is drawn by the king.
只有一件事就朝见君王。
I only have one goal and one thing, which is to worship the king.
大家懂得朝圣者的意思了吗？
So do you understand the meaning of worshipper?
不再做外人是客旅。
You no longer foreigners or aliens.
我们是朝圣者。
The worshippers.
我们一路不走去看荣耀的君王。
And we are on our way to behold the beautiful king.
这叫做不再做外人的客旅。
So this is the meaning of no longer foreigners and aliens.
和圣徒同国。
But to be fellow citizens.
我们给摩西同国。
We are the fellow citizen with Moses.
给大卫同国。
David.
给保罗同国。
Paul.
给但以理同国。
Daniel.
现在家里的人了。
We are now members of God's household.
过后家也不一样。
And kingdom is different from
家种在生命。
And because the family focus is the life.
种在权力。
And the privilege.
国种在责任。
And the kingdom's emphasis is
responsibility. 大家明白过后家的分别吧。
You see the difference between the kingdom and the household.
和圣徒同国。
Now I am a fellow citizen
of God's people. 家里的人了。
And also members of God's household.
这第二说我们神的家。
So we are his household.
被建造在 先知使徒的根基上
，We are built upon the foundation of apostle and
主耶稣是我们的房角石
，And with Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone.
Cornerstone, 房角石
It is that cornerstone.
什么叫房角石
？What is a cornerstone?
把各房都联络在一起了。
It's the piece that connects and joins all parts.
到了美国来啊
，When you come to this country,
美国的特别的地方呢？
This is a special country.
多民族的国家
And very liberal. Very
这里有黑人、白人、黄人，都什么都有
And you see races of different colors here.
我们中国人真的不多
And we don't have a lot of Chinese.
我在 New York 认这个很大的美国教会
And I knew this mega church in New York.
有八个教会
And it has a subsidiary church.
我一去啊，他们一直领我到八个教会去讲道
So when I visit them, they will take me to this A location to speak.
他们待我真的很好
And they treated me well.
他们都只有我一个中国人的
And I was the only Chinese.
有一次我在讲台上坐着
One time I was sitting on the stage.
他们有乐队在前面奏乐
And they have this musical band playing music.
我特别被那个拉小提琴这个弟兄吸引了。
I was drawn by the one that plays violin.
这个弟兄和主的关系真好。
I could tell he has a good relationship with the Lord.
他拉小提琴啊。
When he played the violin.
就把主的爱宣扬出来了。
You really feel the flowing of the love of the Lord.
我想我。过一会儿，我一定要找他交通。
So I made up my mind that I need to talk to him afterwards.
到了散会了。
So after the meeting was over,
他跑到我面前来了。
He came to me first.
史蒂夫啊，今天中午我请你吃饭了。
He said, Brother Z, let me take you out to lunch.
我带你到我家里去了，我们家里吃饭了。
Come to my house for lunch.
我说最好了，我也本来找你。
He said, Great, I was about to ask you too.
到了家里面了。
So I went to his house.
史蒂夫，我是 Yugoslavia 那个南斯拉夫人。
He said, "I'm from Yugoslavia."
我在 Yugoslavia 这个国家很勇敢。
I was very brave when I was in my home country.
德国人打了我们国家的时候。
And when a German attacked our country.
我们打不过德国人。
There's no way we could fight against them.
我们一定打，而且占领了，不会投降的。
But we had to fight against them. We would not surrender.
结果我们打了。
So we went to war with them.
很快就被打败了。
We were defeated very fast.
好，我母亲。
But my mother.
带着我们四个孩子。
Brought four children.
都被关在集中营。
We were put into the concentration camp.
弟兄们，德国集中营太可怕了。
He said that is indeed a dreadful place.
打人，把人快打死了。
And they beat a lot of people to death.
四位都是那个架子，房子四位都是架子。
And
房子里面四位都是架子。
Within the house, there are all these racks.
把打伤快死的人就放在架子上。
And they will place those people that are half dead on those racks.
第二天早晨，不管活的死的都拉出去烧。
And they will pull them out to be burned, whether they died or not.
太可怕了。
That was dreadful.
我母亲，因为她的母亲是个很爱主的基督徒。
And my mother, who is a very devoted Christian.
她想起她的妈妈来了。
So he talked about his mom.
祷告得救了。
And then she prayed and was saved.
把我们四个孩子也带得救了。
And she brought all four children.
我们在集中营里重生。
So we were actually born again in the camp.
我们在集中营里被圣灵充满。
We were filled by the Holy Spirit in the concentration camp.
我们在集中营里学习依靠主。
And we learned to lean on the Lord in the camp.
现在我们出来了。
Now we have come out.
他说到末了，他抱着我哭。
And while he was talking about it, at the end, he embraced me and cried.
弟兄，我们怎么能忘记这位奇妙的耶稣啊
？He said, "Oh, brother, how can we ever forget this marvelous Jesus?"
我的弟兄，我们中国人和你们也有同样的经历啊。
I said, "Brother, you know, a lot of Chinese Christians share similar experiences."
我们给日本人打了八年的仗了。
We fought against Japanese army for 8 years.
多少人进监了
？And a lot of people were arrested.
更多的人被杀死啊。
A lot of people were killed.
我们在八年当中也不能忘了。 那位奇妙的耶稣啊。
And neither could we forget this marvelous Jesus during those 8 years.
主做了 何等大的事啊。
But he did something great in those years.
中国人在那里 得救的最多了。
And the number of Chinese got saved in those 8 years are great.
主太奇妙。
Our Lord is marvelous.
对全世界人我们的见证一样的。
And the whole world shares similar experiences.
我们是神的家。
We,are the household of God.
这个房子这个家这个殿子、啊、
And this house is the temple.
到了末了句话是渐渐长成在主里的圣殿。
And so it rises gradually to become a holy temple in the Lord.
你有没有看见房子会生长的、啊、
Have you ever seen any house that actually grows?
教会这个房子啊。
The church is different.
是未婚生长的房子。
It's the only house that actually can grow and rise.
慢慢长成在主里的圣殿。
And rises gradually to become a holy temple in the Lord.
我和你们不熟，盼望你们一直在长。
And I don't know you well, but my hope is that you are still growing.
这个长字对我们关系太大了。
And the word growth is very important.
我们神的儿女都要生长啊。
We children of God have to grow.
三岁有三岁的样子。
And three-year-old has the image of three-year-old.
六岁就六岁的样子。
And the six-year-old has the capacity of
我信主七十六年。
I have believed the Lord for about 76 years now.
很惭愧啊。
Shame to say,
就没有七十六年那样的丰富啊。
Because I don't manifest the fullness a 70 years old.
但是我们还在长。
Because we're still growing.
一直长到主回来了。
Until when he returns.
我们长够了。
We are fully grown.
弟兄姊妹们，生长是神的儿女最大的一件事啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, growing up is something children are missing.
一个父母啊，他的孩子一年两年当中长得最快了。
And when we have a child, they grow fast during the first 2 years.
一个小 baby 两个月不长，就父母急死了。
And the parents will worry to death if their baby does not grow for 2 months.
要抱着去看医生了。
You will take the baby to the doctor.
怎么我的孩子不长呢？
Asking how come my baby is not growing?
到了过了五十岁嘛，不仅不长，还要缩回来了。
But after you're 50 years old, now you no longer grow taller, but actually you.
因为我信主以前，我打篮球啊。
And before I became a Christian, I loved
basketball. 篮球打
得
很不错了。
I was really good at it.
所以每次比赛都要报告每一个人的身高体重的。
And every time before the contest, you had to announce your weight and height.
所以我知道我比那个时候缩了两寸半了。
So I'm actually 2.5 inches shorter than that time.
我背也不驼，腰也不弯。
Back then, I my back was straight.
那个人的骨头真的缩了。
But you know, humans' body do shrink.
每一个人一样的。
Same to every 1 year.
都会缩的。
We will shrink.
开头在长。
Initially, we grow taller.
到了五十岁之后，慢慢缩了。
After 50 years old, you start to shrink.
那是
的
外面的人。
But that is just our external body.
里面的人不缩的。
But the internal body should not shrink.
我们里面的人还在长的。
Our inner person needs to grow.
一直长到主来。
Continuously until the day he returns.
这长到我们的身量了。
And we need to grow in our measure.
这长子对我们关系太大了。
So we need to grow.
你知道你长了没有？
Do you know, are you growing?
不要低头啊。
Don't look down.
你长了没有？
Have you been growing?
长了就说长了。
If you have, just say yes.
这不是客气的问题。
Don't be shy.
我们都会长。
We all need to grow.
到了第三章。
When it comes to the third chapter.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
教会是基督的奥秘。
It's the mystery of Christ.
什么叫奥秘？
What is a mystery?
世人不懂。
Means you don't understand it.
外面的人看了不了解，就是奥秘啊。
And nobody understands it when you look at it.
教会是基督的奥秘。
And church is the mystery of Christ.
我们真是个奥秘啊。
We are indeed a mystery.
人家搞不懂教会是怎么回事情。
People don't understand what church really is about.
看见教会在地上生活。
They saw how church lives on earth.
看见教会在地上侍奉。
And how church serves on earth.
也看见教会在地上征战。
And how church fights on earth.
到底教会怎么回事啊？
So you try to figure out what church is about.
这个基督里的一个奥秘啊。
That is the mystery in Christ.
神的奥秘是基督。
And the mystery of God.It's Christ.
基督的奥秘是 教会
And the mystery of Christ is his church.
基督生命每一部分都从教会生长。
And every part of the life that's in Christ grows out of church.
都从教会显明出来。
And is fasted or seen through church.
所以保罗说教会是个奥秘。
So Paul said, the church is a mystery.
叫天使。
So that...It's seen by the angels.
都能看见。
It can be seen by the angels.
教会是怎么计划的？
How the church is administered.
神在基督里计划教会。
And God manages church in Christ.
不是叫我们叫基督。
He doesn't call us but call Christ.
从基督身上长出教会。
And he called the church out of Christ.
每一个人都显出有自己的功用。
And everyone has the function as a body, as a member of the body.
第四章。
Fourth chapter.
教会是什么？
What is the church in fourth chapter?
教会是基督的新造。
It's a new creation.
我们从前行为上旧造的人都脱掉。
So it says to take off or put off the old self.
我们是个新造的人。
But put on the new self.
这里后第五章啊。
In 2 Corinthians chapter.
所有人在基督里。
Said he who is in Christ.
他就是一个新造的人。
Is a new creation.
旧事已过。
All things have passed.
一切都。更新了。
All things are renewed.
我们在基督里就是一个新造。
So when we are in Christ, we are a new creation.
那问题在什么地方呢？
So what is the problem?
问题是新造的人。
The problem is that we are the new creation.
不做一个新造的人。
But we don't act like one.
所以到了加拉太六章呢？
So Galatians chapter 6.
保罗说要紧的。
Paul says the most important thing
做新造的人
is to be the new creation.
我们都是新造的人。
We are the new creation.
你要做一个新造的人。
But we need to be the new creation.
就是已过。
All things have passed.
一切都更新了。
All things are renewed.
所以我刚得信主的时候啊。
When I first came to know Christ.
真是换了一个人了。
I was like a changed man.
换了一个人了。
I was totally different.
我头一件事。
The first thing.
把我大学上课。
I did was.
我的下半年的旧的。
I remember I was saved during the second half of the school year.
左面一个，右面一个，前面一个，后面一个。
And the classmate who sat around me.
把四个人都带的旧了。
All four of them, I brought them to Christ.
我不是给他们传福音啊。
I didn't preach the gospel.
我让他们看我。
I let them observe me.
我从前是怎样的人。
How I was before.
现在我变成了怎样的人。
How I am today.
我的见证征服人了。
My testimony conquered their
heart. 我改变了。
Because I was changed.
我完全换了一个人了。
I was a changed man.
从前脾气大得不得了。
I used to have very ill temper.
有一个教授
and there was this professor,
姓王
his last name is Wang,
凶得要命啊
he had a hard temper too.
他上课的时候
when he taught,
同学鸦雀无声
the whole classroom was quiet.
我前面在前面一个学生啊
and there a student sitting two rows ahead of me,
调皮
was very naughty.
他想王教授上课你可不敢动的
and,
所以他回过头来给我做坏脸。
Oh, so he turned around and made faces to me during the class time.
我气了。
I was upset.
啊，你以为王教授坐在下面我就没办法了
？And you thought there's nothing I could do because this professor was.
第二次又给我做坏脸。
And he did it again.
我这个气增加了。
And my anger just elevated.
他第三次给做坏脸啊。
When he did it the first time, a third time.
我回头抓住后面的那个书包。
And so I turn around, grab my backpack.
跟着一个 位置打过去。
And threw the bag toward him.
这个动作太大了。
Of course, that was kind of.
全场的都哑口无声，看着我怎么办啊
？The whole classroom got even more quiet.
我打完了，我也坐下来。
And I did that, and I said.
教授怎么罚我好了
？I was waiting for the punishment.
我受不了你的挑战。
I didn't like the way he challenged me.
结果这个教授啊。
But to my surprise, that professor went.
并没骂我。
Did not scold me.
他问那个姓王怎么挨打的人的。
So he asked the student who made faces to me three times.
你怎么惹他的呀
？So what did you do to provoke his anger?
你不惹他，他这么打你。
And if you didn't do anything, he wouldn't have acted this way.
教授嫌疑。
I said, why is the professor went?
就是你不惹他，我受不了，我会打你啊。
Because he realized that something must have provoked my anger.
就像我的脾气是怎样的脾气了。
So you know my kind of temper.
我一信主得救了。
But after I became a Christian.
整个人变了。
I was changed.
叫四围的人都惊讶。
And my change really surprised everyone around me.
耶稣基督救恩的力量这么大。
And surprised at the power of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
我同学当中很多人得救了。
Therefore, many of my friends got saved.
我亲友中间也有人得救了。
And so are my family members.
我到台湾去了。
And later on went to Taiwan.
我第一次回中国。
And after that, I returned to China for the first time.
政府告诉我，我是第一个。回国的美籍华人。
And I was told that I was the very first American Chinese that went back.
就他们做大动作了。
And so they focused on me.
把我所有的亲人。
And they gathered all my relatives.
通通要到上海来迎接我。
And to meet with me, to receive me in the airport in Shanghai.
这个真是不敢当了。
And that was a great.
我的飞机下来一看呢，等我的人这么多。
So when I got off the plane, I was so surprised about the crowd that was waiting.
感谢主。
Well, I thank the Lord.
这政府替我做这件事。
Because that was arranged by the government.
我自己没办法叫他们都来的。
Because there's no way I could gather so many people.
好，我
决定
一件事。
So the first thing I decided to do.
我向你们做见证。
Was to share my testimony.
都在这里了。
Since all my families are here.
我走的时候没有向你们告别。
I said when I left for Taiwan, I didn't have a chance to say goodbye to all of you.
离台湾，离开mainland China.
When I left China.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance to say goodbye to all of
you. 我没有跟你们告别。
I did not have a chance to say goodbye.
但是我得救了。
But because I am saved.
我今天把主告诉你们。
Let me tell you about the Lord.
然后给我所有的亲人传福音了。
So I was able to share the gospel to all my relatives that day.
这是我们要做的一件事。
And this is something that we need to do.
当时有两三个人得救了。
Therefore, two or three were saved that day.
真是羡慕主了。
And they had a desire for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要做见证啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to share our testimony.
我们是基督的新造。
Because we are the new creation of Christ.
我们是新造。
We are the new creation.
我们要做新造。
And we need to be the new creation.
在你家里做新造的人。
So act as the new creation in your house.
到学校做新造的人。
In your school.
去到做事的地方，做新造的人。
Your office.
保罗说最重要的做新造的人。
So Paul said the most important thing is to be the new creation.
你都不要搅扰我。
And do not let anyone trouble me.
我身上带着耶稣的印记。
For I carry the seal of Jesus.
我最佩服。保罗
I really admire Paul.
保罗讲话真是伟大哈。
Paul really always makes great
statements. 第二就是做新造的人。
The foremost important thing is to be new creation.
那么现在你回去要做新造的人。
So when you return where you come from, be a new creation.
对你丈夫你要做新造的人。
Be a new creation to your husband.
对你的妻子你要做新造的人。
Be a new creation to your wife.
最要紧做新造的人。
The most important is to be that new creation.
只要你在基督里，就是一个新造的人。
As long as you are in Christ, you are the new creation.
这不仅是新造的人，做新造的人。
Not only we are, but act like one.
保罗说：“人都不要搅扰我。”
So Paul says, "No, let no one trouble me."
我身上带着耶稣的印记。
For I bear the seal of Christ.
到了第五章。
When it comes to the fifth chapter of the.
教会是什么
？What is the church in this chapter?
教会基督的心腹。
It's the bride of the Lamb. Of the Lamb.
这章太伟大了。
This is a great chapter.
基督的心腹
We are the bride of Christ.
当主来了之后
And when Jesus comes back,
教会要匹配基督
We will match with him.
在永远的里面
In his eternity.
教会永远是基督的心腹
Church will always be the bride of Christ.
当中最要紧的话
And the most important saying is that
用道众的水将教会洗净
That he cleansed her by the washing with the water through the word.
那个道就是话。
And the word here.
那个神道就是神的话。
And the word here is the word of God.
道中的水，神的话里面的生命。
The water through the word means there's life in the word of God.
神的话里面都有生命。
There's life in God's word.
来洗教会。
And through that, the church is washed, cleansed.
洗得洁净。
To be holy.
做一个荣耀的教会归给基督。
To present her to himself as a radiant church.
没有斑点、皱纹等类的病。
Without stain or wrinkle.Or any other blemish.
是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
The holy and blameless.
我的老师 Watchman Nee, 你出生，你出生弟兄。
My teacher brother Watchman Nee.
他在中国政权改变之后啊。
He was in China when the authority changed.
他写了一本书。
He wrote a book.
叫圣洁没有瑕疵。
Holy without blemish.
就写这章圣经讲的话。
And The focus was this chapter.
哦，他写的书发生大功效了。
And there was great impact through his book.
到后来政府要有很多的改变了。
And the government made a lot of changes.
也勉强教会做。
And forced church to follow.
这也把我们教会的性质给改变了。
But when you comply with government's requirements, then the nature of church is gone.
这本书发生大功效了。
So the book he wrote about church has great impact on Christians.
弟兄姊妹都站住。
So brothers and sisters were able to stand.
这些是我们不能接受。
They resist on the requirements from the government.
我们可以死。
They say we can die.
我们不能改变教会。
But we cannot change what church is about.
发生了大争斗。
And there was a great struggle between government and Christians.
真的好多人殉道啊。
A lot of people were martyred.
教会圣洁无瑕疵。
Because church is holy without blemish.
不能接受这些事。
Therefore church cannot accept that kind of act.
他们把一个领袖的像放在教会当中。
They asked us to put on the portrait of the government leader in the church.
教会的负责弟兄妥协了。
And some leaders in the church actually compromised.
没有办法不挂呀。
Because they had to hand those pictures.
一个老姊妹来了。
And a senior sister came into the church.
把这个像拿下来丢了这东西。
She took down the photo of the government leader and threw into the trash.
这件事主也保守你老姊妹，竟然没事。
And thank God for His protection grace that she was okay.
她要把命豁出去了。
But when she did that, she decided.
教会当中怎么能挂那个地上人的像子
？How can we hang a earthly leader's picture in God's house?
我们圣洁无瑕疵。
We are God's church, holy and blameless.
没有斑点、皱纹等人。
Without stain, spot, or wrinkle.
这个斑点呢，就是外面传过来的污秽。
And the word stain refers to all the dirt and filthiness from external.
皱纹不是污秽。
Wrinkles are not.
皱纹人里面衰老了显出来了。
But the sign of aging.
我感谢主，我年龄大了。
And I thank the Lord, I'm very old now.
我皱纹真是很少很少。
Yeah, I don't have any wrinkles.
我脸也没什么皱纹。
I don't have a lot of wrinkles.
皱纹年纪老了衰老就显出来了。
Wrinkles are the signs of
这比污秽还要可怕。
Actually, that's worse than
我们里面的老旧生命啊。
Because that refers to the inner
老旧生命在我们身上显出来。
And the deteriorates and that's manifest.
那就是皱纹了。
And that's wrinkle.
教会有的地方显出来是外面的污秽。
And so on a church, you can see the filth from outside.
有的地方显出来是里面的老旧生命啊。
Or the wrinkles from a life that's aging.
那个皱纹。
And that's wrinkle.
基督的心腹。
Yeah, for the bride of Christ.
没有半点也没有皱纹。
She's not supposed to have stain or wrinkles.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
They're holy and blameless.
太荣耀了。
And glorious.
我今天给你们很简单讲以弗所书啊。
And I really went through the book of Ephesians.
盼望对大家有帮助啊。
And I hope it helped you a little bit.
到了第六章。
When it comes to the last chapter.
教会是主的战士。
It talks about church is the warrior.
我们有征战。
We have spiritual battles.
什么时候什么地方都有征战啊。
And there are battles everywhere, every moment.
就是一个刚信主的人。
Even for a new Christian,
他也会遇见属灵征战。
He or she will encounter spiritual battles.
我知道有许多人在信主的经历当中就遇见大征战。
And I have known so many Christians that have gone through great battles.
有的人在受浸的事上遇见大征战。
And some people encounter great battle in the matter of baptism.
我们要忠心于每一个征战。
And we need to be faithful in every battle.
我们是战士。
For we are the Lord's warriors.
我在上海认识一个姊妹。
I know this Christian sister in Shanghai.
她的家庭很特别。
She came from a very unique family.
她先生是个很粗暴的人。
Her husband was a violent man.
受不了她信主。
And he did not like the fact that she believed in the Lord.
更受不了她回家祷告。
And he didn't like when she prayed.
读经过基督徒的生活。
Or read Bible or live like a Christian.
撕掉她的圣经。
So he will tear apart her Bible.
打她。
And beat her up.
很厉害的打。
Severely.
那个姊妹真是显出主了。
Yeah, that Christian sister really showed the life of the Christ.
她打完她。
Every time when he beat her up.
她就倒杯牛奶了。
She will go and pour him a glass of milk.
哎呀，你工作这么累啊。
So you have worked hard, my dear.
整天工作已经够累够累的了。
And you have worked hard all day long already.
回来又打了我们，更累了。
Now you, after the long working day, you just spend time and energy beat me up.
喝点奶，加点精力了。
Why don't you have a glass of milk so that you regain your strength?
能不能这样做啊？
Are we able to do that?
这太不容易了。
Not easy at all.
最后，他把不讲理的先生带得救。
And ultimately, he was saved through her.
他大得胜了。
And she overcame.
两个人一起来聚会了，我认识他们。
And they came to church together. I knew him. I know them.
那个先生来的时候啊。
When the husband came.
还真是不好办了。
It wasn't easy for us.
他有一段时候要来打我，打我啊。
And because for a while he wanted to beat me up.
因为我在讲道。
Because I was delivering sermon.
我太太是个样子嘛，都是个讲道人害的。
He blamed me for her wife's believing the Lord.
越想越气了。
So he got angry.
早晨起来，太太又不在了。
And Sunday morning, he got up. His wife's gone.
礼拜天又去教会了。
She's in the church.
他就衣服都没有换了，穿着睡衣都教会来。
He got so angry. He didn't even change his pajamas.
他要把我从讲台上抓上来打一顿。
He tried to drag me off the stage and beat me up.
然后他去警察局自首。
And then he decided to go to the police to confess.
是我打他的。
Confessing that he just beat me up.
他来了。
He decided to do so he came to church that day.
这个招待弟兄很有经验。
And the ushers at the door were experienced people.
一看这个样子不对。
They could tell that something's wrong with this guy.
不是来听道的，又要来打人来
了。He sure doesn't look like come to listen to a sermon. 就
上去
跟他
谈话。
So they spoke to him with
shame. 一路在劝他。
And they tried to persuade him not to go
forward. 有人就在讲，他说，告诉我了。
So another person came to me to the stage and advised me, warning up.
你不要下来，他就在打你的。
I said, Brother Z, stay on the stage. The moment you step down, he will beat you up.
坐在讲台上。
So I remained on the stage.
我觉得不对呀。
I just find something was wrong.
我这样躲他。
I find it's wrong to just try to avoid him.
没有见证的。
Because that's a lack of testimony.
我可以躲在讲台上吗？
How can I stay on the stage?
我一边想一边就下去了。
So while thinking that way, I stepped down. 走
到他背后啊。
I walked to him.
碰碰他的肩膀。
Behind him, I pat on his shoulder.
他回头一看是我。
He turned around and it was me.
他就是挡我来的嘛。
He came to beat me up, right?
他发现他的手举不起来啊。
Yet he found it was hard to raise his arm.
他不晓得为什么我的手举不起来。
He said, I don't know why, but I can't raise my arm.
我就是来打你的。
I came to beat you up.
现在呢，我根本不听他的话，所以你没做，你没做。
I ignored his response. I brought him inside.
倒杯水给他，拿把扇子给他。
I brought him a cup of water and gave him fan to cool him.
我的先生，你弄错了。
I said, Mister, you.
我怎么弄错了
？He said, What kind of mistake?
我说你太太得救了。
I said, The fact that your wife was saved.
到现在为止。我还连一次谈话和都没有啊。
Has nothing to do with me because I never talked to her.
我和她没见过面的。
I never met her.
所以你要打我，弄错了。
So you're making a mistake trying to beat me up.
那我该找谁
？He said, "Then who should I beat?"
对了，这个好。
I said, "Exactly."
找耶稣。找耶稣。
Jesus.
西游记里我怎么找耶稣
said, That's ridiculous. How can I find Jesus?
你要找耶稣，我带你找。
I said, Let me take you to Jesus.
他气得站起来往外跑。
And he was so upset, he got up and left.
我说奶奶，我不要了。
He said, I will forget about my wife.
送给你们了。
You can have my wife.
这下把我吓到了。
I was shocked.
他要离婚啊。
He wanted a divorce.
我快出去！我说现在咱们中国人啊
，So I chase after him.
离婚不是件小事，不是小事。
I said divorce is a great matter. Don't just say casually.
他不理我回家了。
He ignored me and he went home.
回到家里面。
He went back home.
三天时间。
For 3 days long.
人家坐在阴间里面了。
He felt that he was sitting in hell.
他是真的很怕了。
He was terrified.
死亡权势
He felt the power of
death. 黑暗权势四面笼罩他
He felt he was surrounded by power of darkness.
三天之后他转过来了
For 3 days long, and he felt that way, and he turned around.
只有两个结果，一个耶稣是真的神
He came to the realization for 2 things. First, Jesus is real God.
不然这些人怎么会这样呢
Otherwise, how could all these people believe in him?
解释不出理由来呀
There's no a logical explanation.
除非耶稣是真神
Unless Jesus is indeed the true God.
他跪下祷告好了
So he decided to kneel down and pray.
得救了
And he was saved.
很厉害得救了
And saved so well.
弟兄姊妹，这些见证真是叫人喜乐。
And bring us such a joy.
我们打胜了这一仗啊
Because we won that battle.
我们生活侍奉到处都是征战。
And we experience spiritual battles everywhere we go.
我们是耶稣基督的战士。
Yet we are the warriors of Jesus Christ.
在征战里面，保罗给我们一个秘诀。
And Paul shared with us the secret of
the spiritual
battles, which is
站住
，stand firm.
保罗从来没有叫我们追着仇敌打。
And Paul never say go after the enemies.
有的弟兄太勇敢了，到处。追着仇敌打。
Some brothers are very courageous. They chase after the devil.
结果被仇敌打了回来。
But sometimes they got beaten up by devil.
保罗没叫我们追仇敌。
Paul didn't say chase after the devil.
站住。
But stand.
还要站住。
Stand.
所以要站稳了。
Stand firm.
我们站住就得胜了。
You win the victory if you stand firm.
我们的征战。
Stand your ground.
仇敌。打不到我们
，because we stand at the place that cannot be reached.
我们就胜了。
We are victorious already.
站住。
Stand on your ground.
遇见无论什么攻击
，no matter how the devil attacks you.
靠主，站住。
Stand your ground through the Lord.
靠主，站稳了。
Stand firm through the Lord.
我们站在一个得胜的地位。
And because we are standing in a victorious position.
听懂了没有
Do you understand that?
听懂了没有
Do you understand?
听懂了。站住。
Stand.
站住就得胜了。
You win already when you stand on your ground.
我们要讲最后一节圣经了。
And the last passage is
提摩太书。
First Timothy.
保罗讲的真好。
And Paul said it so well.
你可以知道在神的教中当怎样行。
And you know how to conduct yourself in the house of God.
这个家。
And this household,
永生神的教 教会,
is the church of the living God.
大在敬虔的奥秘,
great is the mystery of this.
无人不以为然,
and everyone confess.
就是神在肉身显现,
which is the godliness is revealed.
被圣灵称义,
he appeared in a body and
被天使看见,
vindicated in the spirit.
被传于外邦,
seen by the angels, preached among the
nations. 被世人信服,
and believed on in the word.
被记载人的要领,
and taken up in glory.
这些圣经啊, 也引起很大的争论,
and there's a lot of controversies regarding this passage.
有些人说真的去, 讲基督的,
they say this passage refers to Christ.
要被传于外邦啊,
because he was preached among the nations.
要被世人信服啊,
he believed on in the world.
除了主, 我们谁要传给, 传给外邦啊,
that we preached Christ to the nations?
被世人信服啊,
isn't Christ being preached on?
都只是主讲的,
they said this passage is referring to the Lord. But a lot of people said no.
只是教会讲的,
this passage refers to the church.
被圣灵称义啊,
because it is vindicated by the Spirit and seen by the angels.
主不需要被圣灵称义啊,
because the Lord doesn't need to be vindicated by the Spirit.
天使也不能够不长资格来查看主,
and the angels have no position to check the Lord.
这个只是教会讲的,
so this passage is about the Lord, 其实, the Christ,
这一段圣经,
the church.
这段圣经,
and this passage
不是指着主义, 不是指着教会,
does not refer to the Christ nor the church.
指着一件事来说,
but refers to a thing.
什么事?
Which it is
神在肉身显现,
a fact that God appeared in a body.
神在我们身上显出来了,
that God is appearing through us.
我们在生活里面表现主了,
that we manifest the Lord in our daily life.
活出主来了,
we live out a life that's like Christ.
神在肉身显现,
that God appears in a body.
就被圣灵称义,
and vindicated by the
被天使看见,
Spirit. Seen by angels.
被传于外邦,
and preached among the
被世人信服,
nations. Believed on in the world.
被记在荣耀里,
and taken up in glory.
大家明白了没有?
Do you understand this?
明白就明白, 不明白就不明白, 明白了没有?
Do you understand?
明白, 明白了, 我们大家一起来背这些圣经,
can we memorize this verse together?
就是神, 我们在,
and
来一起来,
verse 16, the office, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared
大家大,
in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
大家大声一点, 我们再来背一遍,
can we say it again?
就是神在肉身显现, 被天使察看,
body,
被圣灵称义, 被传于外邦, 被世人信服,
被记载荣耀里。
好, 我们信息讲完了,
our message ends here.
盼望弟兄姊妹今天能听进去,
I wish that you understand.
认识教会是什么?
So that you have a better understanding what church is.
我们已经生在教会里面了。
You and I have been born in the church.
今天是我们做见证的时候。
And now is the time to share this testimony.
我们是主的身体。
That we are the body of the Lord.
主的丰满。
We are his fullness.
我们是家中的。
We are members of his household.
这个家是不。 长大的家,
and this household grows every day.
我们是基督的奥秘,
we are the mystery of Christ.
我们是主的新造,
we are the new creation in the Lord.
我们都要做新造的人,
and we will act like creation.
我们是基督的心腹,
we also are the bride of the Lamb.
主用他话语中的生命,
and the Lord cleanses through the life in the world.
叫我们身上的脏, 叫我们身上的衰老都不消灭,
to do away with the filthiness and aging signs on us.
荣耀的教会,
we are his radiant church.
圣经瑕疵,
holy and without blemish.
我们是基督的战士。
We are the warriors of Christ.
为神的旨意征战。
We fight for the will of God.
为神要成就的事征战。
We fight for the purpose of God.
为教会的荣耀征战。
And we fight for the glory of God.
为我们个人做见证来征战。
We fight for our personal testimony.
我们要站住。
We need to stand our ground.
只等到主。回来
until the Lord returns,
仇敌倒下去了
and the devil is fully defeated,
仇敌消灭了
and fully put away.
我们和主一同作王在永远里
and we reign with the Lord in eternity.
我们的信息停在这里
our message ends here.
大家再唱首诗好不好
I sing the hymn one more time.
这是非常好的诗歌
such a wonderful hymn.
这是荣耀教会
a glorious church.
圣旧小瑕疵
And it's spotless without blemish.
我在宝血中洗净。
Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
教会是基督的身体
How glorious it is that church is the body of Christ
是那充满万有者的丰满
It's the fullness of the one who fills all and in all
我们也在其中有份
And we are a part of it
哦，教会是神的家
And the church is a household of God
我们不再做客旅
We're no longer foreigners
不再做寄居的
Or aliens
哦，我们的身体也是基督的家
And our body is the body of Christ
岂不知你们的身体是圣灵的殿吗
Don't you know your body is the holy temple of the Holy Spirit?
主就坐在我们的里面。
And the Lord dwells inside of us.
世人不知道，不认识神。
The world may not know God.
但是主是我们的救主。
But we know our Lord is our Savior.
是我们的生命。
Our life.
我们感谢主
Lord, we thank you.
主住在我的里面，我也住在主里面。
You abide in me, and I abide in you.
我是一个新造的人。
I am a new creation.
教会是基督的心腹。
And the church is the bride of Christ.
圣灵正在预备等候新郎回来。
And the Holy Spirit is adoring her, ready for the return of the king.
教会是基督的战士。
The church is also the warrior of Christ.
求主来帮助我们天天经历这个征战。
And Lord, help us through every day's battle.
感谢主叫我们站住就得胜了。
So that you have, we thank you for have giving me a victorious position as long as I stand the ground, I overcome.
为我们穿上全副的军装。
And put on us the full armor of God.
我们不怕仇敌任何的火箭。
So we are not afraid of the schemes of the enemies.
因为主的教会是得胜的教会。
For the church of the Lord is a victorious church.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你荣得着你当得的荣耀和敬拜。
We pray that you receive the glory and worship that you are worthy of.
带领你的教会往前。
And lead your church onward.
主，我们谢谢你把今天的话赏给我们。
We thank you for the precious message this morning.
叫我们活在在地上生活是靠你而行
So that we know to be strong in the Lord in our daily life
哦主我们赞美你
We thank you and praise you
谢谢主
Thank you Jesus
奉主的名祷告
In Jesus name we pray
Amen, Amen.